8:22, my friend from the Illinois Secretary of State's office, spokesperson Beth Kaufman, joining us this morning. Morning, Beth. How are you, ma'am?
Good morning. How are you, Tom?
Good. Your turkey defrosted yet?
It is. Sitting in the fridge right now.
Well, yeah. Takes like for 16-pounder, takes like 4 days. I keep getting a lesson from this. Although I've got to tell you, if you've not seen the video, Beth, of the little boy, and he's getting the giblet bag out of the turkey.
I have not.
And he opens a giblet bag, and he takes the neck out, and he goes, oh, it's a boy turkey.
I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, it's worth it. You know, I want to share that with members of the family around the table for a good laugh on Saturday or Thursday.
During this time, we definitely need a good laugh, right?
A good laugh is that. You know, what's interesting is I got a ton of questions for you today, so I'm going to have to put you through the meat grinder today, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so DMV officially, because they're not open on Monday, officially closed starting now until when?
Mm-hmm. Until December 7th, or it'll be probably by you December 8th.
All right.
But we're scheduled to open December 7th.
All right, so I'm one of those people that, I had a chance, and I didn't go to get mine renewed when it was open. And so mm-hmm. now I've got an expired driver's license in my wallet right now. What does that mean if I get pulled over?
Okay, well, the good news on that is that Secretary White pushed back through a system through the Secretary of State's office expirations until June 1st of 2021. So anyone who has an expired license, they're good until June 1st of 2021. Law enforcement has been notified. So on that end, you and anyone else with an expired license should be fine. However, there is another option in place. Many drivers are now eligible for renewal online. And so you may be one of those people who's eligible for renewal online. And so to check that, you would go to the website at cyberdriveillinois.com, and you could check some of the items that would make you eligible for renewal online. What I'm going to do is give you a phone number too to call to check to see if you're eligible for renewal online. And that number is 217-785-1424. That's 217-785-1424. And so you may be one of those drivers who does qualify. Now, your license has to be valid to qualify, and you have to be in a position where you do not have to take the written or road exam.
But I find myself in another unique position. The notification about my driver's license and I need to get it renewed said you have to come in because this time around you need a vision test.
Okay, you may be okay in that situation because of the pandemic, we have let the vision screening go for one cycle.
Oh, good.
So that may not apply to you. And so that's why I would say, to check on that.
Good.
To make sure. And if you are eligible, what will happen is we are currently sending out letters to those people who are eligible. And what it does, it has a pin in there. And so then you can go to CyberDriveIllinois.com, enter your information along with that PIN number, and then what happens is that renewed driver's license will be mailed to you, and you can do everything from home.
And so you've got photographs stored, and literally the license is reissued in its entirety with an old picture.
If your picture is on file, it will be renewed that way. However, you will be able to have a new expiration date because we send it through that way.
All right, so there's licenses. Now, I'm curious about something. Let's just hypothetically say I have an expired license in my wallet or purse, but I've applied online to get my driver's license. It's not arrived yet. Should I have some type of documentation from that website, maybe on my cell phone and storing it digitally so that I can show it to law enforcement if needed?
Well, like we've talked about before, right now you're fine because expirations have been pushed back to June 1st.
Okay.
So you will be fine with the driver's license that you currently have.
All right. Our phone's doing some funny things. I'm going to hope it's straightened out here for the next one because this is one, and that's the sticker on your license plate. Okay. You can do this online as well. So hypothetically, Somebody's done it, but they have an expired sticker on their plate. Same deal for them, just like the driver's license? Or with this online option, are you expected to go get this done anyway?
Yes. So we did have the extension on the vehicle stickers until November. However, that ended because you can do everything online.
Right.
So you'll go to CyberDriveIllinois.com. You can renew online. What you're going to need is that PIN again to renew online. And normally most drivers have that located in their glove compartment. It's the registration number and the PIN number, and you'll be able to do all of that online from the comfort of your own home.
All right, so in this case, you're waiting for the sticker. It's not been delivered yet. Some type of documentation available for law enforcement in the meantime, since this extension's not been extended for the sticker?
Yes. When you apply for your sticker and you go through the process online, you'll be able to print that out.
All right. Well, if you don't have
and
a printer,
you have to carry it with you. And there's also the other option of going to a currency exchange or remitter during this, you know, time frame. You can either do it online, or you can, if you want to get it right away, you can go to the currency exchange or remitter to receive a sticker.
Boy, here, you know, I told you before we went on the air that people have great questions.
Yes.
Here's one from Dennis. All right. Somebody thinking about traveling, and they've got an expired Illinois driver's license, but they get pulled over in another state. What happens?
Well, that notification has been sent out to law enforcement through the LEAD system, which goes nationwide. So if you're traveling, other law enforcement should be aware of that. If someone is concerned, however, though, they can either pull up on CyberDrive Illinois the information that says all licenses have been expired, you know, all expired licenses have been pushed back to June 1st. They can either print that out and bring that with them, or pull it up on their phone just in case they're concerned.
All right. I haven't received it. By the way, Dennis, thanks for that question. That was a great question. To the American Monument text line. Now, here's one, and I'm curious about this because I saw this referenced in an Associated Press story, and I've got a lot of friends in the industry. Commercial driver's license, CDL. Now, the state of Illinois, you go to the DMV in Carbondale. I mean, I've sat there and watched the guys taking the exams over there on the computers, things along that line. But it's federal. And so how is that being managed in the state of Illinois?
That's a great question. Actually, the CDL facilities are not under this expiration extension, and all 18 of our CDL facilities are open. So if you need to get your CDL, go online to CyberDriveIllinois.com. You can find the closest CDL to you, and you're able to go to one of those CDLs and take care of your situation there.
Okay. That, I know somebody's that's coming. Well, I'm assuming the federal government reached out to them in some way. Here's one, and it's interesting because my significant other sat down with her tablet and got her sticker renewed like that, Beth, very quick. And the first thing I asked her was how long. She says probably about 4 minutes. And I see this mirrored in question statement from Jim saying, I ordered my sticker online back in the spring and had it in less than a week. Very easy to do, which is Kate told me the same thing. Oh, got my sticker already, 4 days. And the other thing I asked her about, how much for the credit card, to use a credit card online? And she says like $1.50, $1.90 or something like that. That pretty close?
Yes, it's a minimal amount, and actually through the end of the year, I'm glad you brought that up, through the end of the year, we have a agreement with the treasurer's office, so you can do what's called an e-check. That would be paying online through your checking account through this e-check program, and there's no fee associated with that one. So if people are concerned about that $1.50 or $2 that goes along with a credit card fee, they may want to choose to do e-check.
Good, because Tony just texted with that, I believe it's Tony. Tony says if they make it mandatory, they should do away with the surcharge. Well, you don't have to use your credit card. You can use your e-check with your tracking number in the bottom left-hand corner of your check and be able to use that with the routing number and the like it is. So I'm kind of curious at this point, because when you have this period of time, I mean, the constant throughput at the Secretary of State until it's you standing in line in any given day, you don't really think about it. But when your office is closed for this long period of time, it does create a backup of sorts, because you deal with a lot of other things other than the driver's license and the stickers. There's a lot of things the Secretary, you know, State does. But it causes a backup when you're closed at the offices this long, doesn't it?
Yes and no. Our offices are still open. Many of our employees are either at the office working or working from home. So you have services like through our business services section, that's available. You have, like we're talking about, renewing your driver's license, taking care of vehicles. All of those employees are still working to make sure that those services get delivered to the people of the state of Illinois. But to your point, it is challenging when you do have those facilities that are closed. However, Secretary White wanted to be sure that the safety of the employees and the safety of the public was number one. And what was happening was we were having more infections occurring at those facilities, and then the facilities were having to shut down. So during this high infection rate time, it was deemed that this would be the best route for right now. And then when things settle down, we would be able to serve the customers. Our office, through Secretary White, was one of the only state offices open for business during this time.
All right.
This, for person-to-person transactions,
right,
that is.
Right. Yeah. Everybody, a lot of people working from home. I know I talked to a friend of mine who's a state trooper. He says it's really hard to pull a fella over when you're working from home. So as I was talking to him earlier, so this phone number you shared with me earlier, 217-785-1424, this is really the go-to number for the Illinois Secretary of State at this point?
Well, this is the number if someone wants to check to see if they are eligible to renew their driver's license online.
Okay.
And are looking for that PIN number, they can call that number.
All right, but you've probably, chances are, you've already gotten a letter from the Secretary of State from whatever address you last had a driver's license to that gives you a lot of that information, including that PIN number.
Exactly. But okay, if you haven't and you're curious to see if you are eligible and you're in a situation like you are, then go ahead and call that number and see if that is an available option to you.
Good. Guess what I'm going to do later today? I'm going to go get
great,
this done.
Great.
You know, because, it, you know, chance of me being pulled over at 4:30 in the morning on the way to work, really kind of thin. But on the other hand, I can always say, no, Lo, really, I was talking to Beth. She says it's okay. I don't know.
Right, and you probably know everyone on your way to work anyway,
right?
Right?
Pretty much do. So that's one of the good points there as well. At least I hope I do anyway. Because the last time they stopped me in the morning, say, hey, get to work. I got to listen to you at 6. Well, then don't pull me over. So, hey, Beth, I appreciate your time. Last-minute guidance for anyone in the DMV who has business and, you know, stickers, licenses, maybe something that I didn't ask that you've become aware of. Is there anything that we need to share that we failed to do so today?
No, I think that you touched all the bases. I would, you know, recommend people go to cyberdriveillinois.com, and if they have any questions, they can always reach out to you. You have my number. You know how to reach me. So
I do.
We'll try and get those questions answered.
And don't be surprised if maybe we do follow this around, because we coming through December and the holidays and the turning of the new year, maybe something turns up that we need to share. Beth, I do appreciate your time, and I hope you enjoy your holiday on Thanksgiving Day.
You as well.